This arguing over translation, which occurred in Western Christianity, reminds me of a very famous Sufi story where four or five dervishes are caught out in the rain late at night, and in order to prevent being soaked, they duck inside of a building and close the door, but it's pitch black inside. And all of a sudden, one of them notices, there's something in here with us, something not human. And so they start feeling around in the darkness, and they hear that something's breathing, but they don't know what it is. And one says, I feel a giant wall in front of me, although it's sort of got an odd texture to it. And another says, no, I don't feel a wall, but I feel something like a snake that's curling around. And another says, no, I feel something entirely different. I feel like the trunk of a tree firmly rooted to the ground. And this is breathing. And another says, no, no, you're all wrong. What I feel is leaves, many leaves, huge leaves that are coming out from some central source. And so they get into an argument about what is it that they're really feeling. Then finally one of them says, let's light a lamp and we'll see what's really in here with us. And when they light the lamp, they discover that they're all describing an elephant. They're all describing a different reality, but it's the same reality. They only got into an argument because they're not seeing the whole picture. They're trying to describe only one small piece of it, which they can sense or feel.